We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, honored viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on El Hot Tenger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukh Batar, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Alha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hutush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an American-sponsored archaeology team finds 34,000-year-old flax fibers in Georgia. In health news, United Kingdom researchers discover that blueberries increase mental concentration. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 21st, Mr. Patrick Kavanagh, one of the Ireland's much-loved poets, was born in 1904 in Monaghan. In his early years, he was drawn to writing poetry. Mr. Kavanagh said, "I dabbled in verse and it became my life." His first collection, Plowman and Other Poems, was published in 1936 and described as a reflection of authentic rural experience. In 2000, the newspaper Irish Times assembled a list of favorite Irish poems, and 10 of the top 50 were Mr. Kavanagh's. May moving verses such as those of Mr. Patrick Kavanagh inspire us to cherish each precious moment.
Flying news. Thousands homeless after flash floods. Numerous makeshift shelters in and around the Somali capital of Mogadishu were swept away after 2 days of downpours triggered flash floods. Thousands of persons displaced by civil war have lost everything and are foodless, but are especially in urgent need of shelter to protect from the cold and rainy weather. Meanwhile, some 6,000 families or 36,000 people in the southern coastal city of Kismayo are also facing insufficient conditions, making them vulnerable to mosquitoes and rain. Continued regional conflict is limiting access to the areas.
On October 20, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $20,000 in aid, asking that it be donated to the Red Cross, the Red Crescent Society, or any charity organization that can go there to help the afflicted Somali people, as she conveyed her deep sorrow and prayers for their well-being and soon restored peace. This amount could purchase $1,563,000 in needed supplies if bought in the United States based on Somali's cost of living. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concern and loving assistance.
We are saddened to hear of the perilous situation facing the Somali people. May Allah protect and keep them safe as we pray for their stability and sustenance, and that catastrophes as these are eased through humanity's quickly joined hands for peaceful, eco-stabilizing ways.
Earthquake rocks the Philippines. On early Monday, a 5.2 magnitude tremor shook the Philippine province of Batangas on Luzon Island. The quake was centered southwest of Batangas City, 121 kilometers below sea level. There were fortunately no reports of damage or casualties. We are relieved to know of the safety of the quake-stricken regions. May our world soon be freed of such dangerous events as more people transition to gentler lifestyles.
Denmark offers development support to Uganda with $94 million donated for a 5-year project to improve water, sanitation, and the environment. More than 1 million Ugandan residents are expected to benefit. Additionally, Denmark will also increase funding to help the nation address the effects of climate change and assist in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Denmark, heaven smiles on your generous assistance to Uganda. Blessed be such brotherly aid in supporting the Ugandan people to flourish in stability and peace.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
More pig herds discovered with pandemic swine flu. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that 4 pigs tested for swine flu in Minnesota State, USA, were indeed infected, even though they appeared healthy. Meanwhile, the Norwegian Ministry of Agriculture also confirmed that 8 additional pig herds have been discovered sick in the country.
The U.S. is thus the 9th country with infected pigs identified. Experts have noted that the flu spreads from humans to pigs more easily than previously believed. The threat remains of the virus mutating within pigs, especially those crowded together on farms, which could then be passed back to humans in a mutated, more fast-spreading, and deadlier form.
Demonstrating the particular vulnerability of youngsters, schools in Howard County, Maryland, USA, have reported more flu absences, reaching as high as 10% of the student population 27 times so far this school season, with kindergartens absent by up to 21% one day last week. Meanwhile, countries reporting new fatalities include India, France, Iran, Cambodia, and OLAC, or Vietnam. Globally, 4,825 lives have been lost, with total cases too numerous to count.
With sorrow for the suffering patients and their families, we share the world's concern to see the emergence of swine flu in more pig populations worldwide and pray that it does not spread further. May we soon see a worldwide closure of animal farms, along with adoption of the organic vegan diet for the life-supporting benefit of all.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Botswana's president elected to second term. Following the win of 45 of the nation's 57 parliamentary seats by the Botswana Democratic Party, incumbent president Seretse Khama, Ian Khama, was announced as the nation's continuing leader. He was inaugurated on Tuesday for another 5 years in office. Our respectful congratulations, President Khama, on your re-election. May your leadership be graced in serving the noble ideals of the Botswana people.
Syria banned smoking in public spaces. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, also a qualified medical doctor, has issued a decree that bans smoking in public places, including inside cafes, restaurants, educational institutions, health centers, sports halls, cinemas and theaters, and during business meetings. The new legislation is an extension to a 2006 law that granted smoke-free status to all public transport and some public places. Our accolades, Your Excellency and Syria, for your protection of fellow citizens' health. May the people of Syria be blessed with clean, fresh air and jubilant vitality.
Heart health enhanced through smoking bans. A recent report by the U.S. Institute of Medicine and sponsored by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, evaluated 11 key studies on the secondhand smoke effects of smoking bans on heart attack rates. Smokers and non-smokers alike showed a reduction after the implementation of the bans. Professor Lynn Goldman of the Environmental Health Sciences Department at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health said, "It's clear that smoking bans work," while CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden stated, "Smoke-free laws are one of the most readily available and cost-effective methods for preventing heart attacks, heart disease-related illnesses, deaths, and reducing healthcare costs." Bravo, Professor Goldman, Dr. Frieden, and all participating researchers at the U.S. Institute of Medicine and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for this clear finding of the health benefits of smoking bans. May all nations, cities, and towns worldwide similarly act in ensuring the well-being of the public.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
America's First Lady encourages vitality via small steps. Addressing some 400 staff at the Department of Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C., USA on Tuesday, First Lady Michelle Obama highlighted the importance of making small changes towards more nutritious eating and exercising habits. With almost a third of U.S. children overweight or obese, the First Lady called on lifestyle changes to improve children's health.
And I repeat this statistic everywhere I go. Nearly a third of all children in this country are overweight or obese. And that's one in three children in this country. And a third will suffer from diabetes at some point in their lifetimes. A third of children. All parents, and I don't care what political party you belong to, what race, what part of the country you're from, we all care about the health of our children, and we would do anything to ensure their health. Everyone wants to make sure their kids eat right.
She stated, little changes make a big difference. Switching from soda to water.
Adding a vegetable or fruit to a dinner plate.
Adding that children can change their habits quickly and that they are waiting for the right information to change. Mrs. Obama concluded, the best way to change your children's lives is to see them watching you change yours.
We can change the way that we see ourselves, our relationship with food and exercise, and we can pass on a whole nother set of habits to our children. Their fate isn't set yet. We still have everything in our power. Because the other beautiful thing is that kids change quickly.
Our hats off, First Lady Michelle Obama, for your wise counsel in encouraging the nation towards more wholesome living. Let us all strive to set similarly good examples for the benefit of families and friends.
Kurdish group members relinquish arms. On Monday, 34 members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, from the Kandil Mountains and a refugee camp in Iraq, entered Turkey and voluntarily surrendered their weapons to show their support for the Turkish government's peace plans. The group was ceremoniously greeted by Turkish Democratic Society Party, or DTP, leaders and party officials, as well as thousands of Kurdish Turk supporters who waved flags, sang and danced. Chief advisor to the Prime Minister of Turkey, Dr. Ibrahim Kalin, said, "It is a very good sign. It is one of the first fruits of the democratic initiative. Our warm congratulations, Kurdistan Workers' Party members, and Turkey for your joyful reconciliation. With the grace of the Providence, may your nation ever prosper in unity and peace."
Save our planet. The fate of the world and her trees are in our hands.
the Earth's forests are protectors of the environment, helping to absorb excess greenhouse gases and purifying rivers and streams, as conveyed in Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds. They also provide a beautiful safe haven for humans and animals alike.
Following its recent launch, the German version of The Noble Wilds topped the young readers category at the major online bookstore Amazon.de. This successful edition's book launch was celebrated in a video conference held at the 61st Frankfurt Book Fair on October 18th with invited guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai. During the event, Supreme Master Qinghai cautioned that the forests are disappearing due to encroachment by livestock and that we must act quickly to protect them and the life they support.
We have only 30% of land that cover the earth. The rest is 70% is water. We have only 30% of land. And of that precious 30%, one-third of it is used not for our true survival, but for livestock pasture or growing tons of grains for animal feed, or to produce a few pieces of meat, and you swallow it in 2 seconds. And that few seconds will bring you tons of sickness, disease, and suffering, sorrow. Even if we don't have compassion for the animals, please do have compassion for ourselves. The meat industry is the one we have to focus on to stop, to abolish, to stop the climate change.
We are grateful to all caring participants and thank Supreme Master Qinghai for opening our eyes to the splendid yet fragile marvels of our environment. Let us all join the organic vegan circle so that we may always enjoy our earth as a wonderland of life. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. Latest report on the rapidly melting glacier in Kashmir. At a recent conference in India's Jammu and Kashmir state, attended by experts from the United Kingdom, United States, Australia, and Nepal, a new report was presented warning that Kashmir's biggest glacier, the Kolahoy, is rapidly melting.
Another glacier in the region, the Siachen, has been reduced to half its former size. As these Himalayan glaciers recede, the water supply for half a billion people is being affected. The purpose of the conference was to formulate plans for policies and actions that would help mitigate these climate change effects.
International scientists and Jammu and Kashmir State, we appreciate your commitment to informing and helping alleviating this situation. Our prayers that potential crises can be averted through our gentler initiatives toward the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often offered insights to various aspects of our global predicament, as during an August 2008 video conference addressing the matter of polar and glacial ice melt with our association members in Canada.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted, but as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegetarian. If the ice melt quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegetarian diet, we still can manage to save the world.
Save Our Planet, conference on climate change to be held in Indonesia. On Thursday, October 22nd, a video conference entitled Vegan Organic for Prosperity and to Save the World from Climate Change will be held in Jakarta, Indonesia.
The event will feature a question and answer session with guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, who graciously agreed to share her views on how compassionate living can uplift our world. Also participating are such guest speakers as Indonesia's Minister of Environment, Mr. Rahmat Wutular. Performing artists include Nugi, a renowned Indonesian singer and spokesperson for the World Wildlife Fund Indonesia.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for offering to share her valued insights in helping ensure a safe future for our world. May heaven bless our world through such events as humanity unites in taking compassionate steps to protect our ecosphere.
Please tune in for Supreme Master Television's live broadcast of Vegan Organic for Prosperity and to Save the World from Climate Change in Jakarta, Indonesia, this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. local time and 8:30 a.m. Central European time.
Save our planet. To help protect from the potential security risks posed by sea level rise, desertification and climate-related population shifts, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency opens the Center of Climate Change and National Security.
Save our planet. To encourage the manufacturing of eco-friendly products, China's Ministry of Environmental Protection is establishing standards for certification of low-carbon intensive products.
The stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Zoo and I both enjoy our vegan, that is, animal-free diet.
For a tip on plant-based food, we would like to tell you about the lotus root.
It's been grown in Asia for thousands of years.
It has a delicate, lacy appearance and is used in soups, stir-fries, and in Asian traditional medicine to help the lungs, liver, heart, spleen, and stomach.
Also, it's a good source of fiber, diamond, vitamin B6, and potassium.
It's rich in vitamin C, too. Enjoy!
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Formosa or Taiwan. Our association members from Formosa or Taiwan joined the Qilung Vegetarian Promotional Association in hosting an anti-global warming seminar held at the Qilung Municipal Council. Supporting the event were the Qilung City Council, Qilung City Bureau of Environmental Protection, Taoyuan Educational Promotion Association, China Youth Corps, Qilung Branch, Yangming Oceanic Culture and Art Museum, and Qilung Radio Station. Talks were given on lowering one's carbon emissions and on how the plant-based diet contributes to good health. At lunchtime, a complimentary vegan buffet of 35 delicious dishes was happily served.
If we want the Earth to be healthy, we need to have a sustainable approach.
这些吃素食的
也感恩你们为了这个地球在努力着，当然也希望更多的人能够来加入，来拯救这个地球。
May individuals everywhere join the global vegan solution. Let's all work together to rescue our one and only planetary home.
In archaeology news, 34,000-year-old flax fibers are uncovered in Georgia. An archaeology team funded by Harvard University from the United States has found the flax remnants, which were used for making clothes and rope in a cave in Georgia. Co-leader of the expedition, Professor of Anthropology, Dr. Ofer Bar-Yosef, said this was a critical invention for early humans. Our many thanks, Professor Ofer Bar-Yosef, colleagues, and Harvard University for this fascinating discovery. May we continue to learn more about our creative and agriculture-oriented ancestors. Up next, the noteworthy news. According to a research team in the United Kingdom, blueberries help mental focus. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. More excellent news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a happier world. In health news, blueberries help thinking power. Together with his team, Dr. Jeremy Spencer, a molecular nutritionist at the University of Reading in the United Kingdom, observed that eating blueberries increases mental concentration by up to 20%, even 5 hours after consuming them. Dr. Spencer said the results relate to blueberries' property of enhancing blood flow to the brain due to the flavonoids they contain. Our appreciation, Dr. Spencer and colleagues, for shedding light on this wonderful gift of nature. May we choose optimum health and focus through a plant-based diet.
Now let's enjoy a joke told in Bunin entitled Vet Visit.
Hai da tati ni Bunin, mak da si asu sadu ki luvi ising. Tu paun dos da ising tu, tanami sadu nak ahasun tu manaisa mapikau kai pun tu. Tu pakai ising tu, oh, kinsaw nang mita. Damun ista asu a, kinsaw ni ista mata. Kinsaw nang utos, kinsaw na nipun. Tungani na tu pado kay sing tu, ay, pusnas tuwa va, asun. Mavia, maupaki manaysa na kaasu? Ni, aupaki mas tansu asu tu mas sokbong.
And now for our viewers' heartline about Protector of Marine Life, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, on Supreme Master Television.
This is an extreme international emergency. We must come up with a way of getting news like this in front of news headlines. Twilight Stardust from USA.
Caring viewers, thank you for your comments. Captain Paul Watson and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society are doing such important work to protect our ocean animals. We agree everyone must know that the seas and the animals that live in them are crucial to our planetary survival. All our noble animal co-inhabitants have the right to their God-given lives. Please do your best in sharing this vital information with heaven's blessings and our appreciation.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May happiness smile on your world and in your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Nigerian President Umaru Yar Adua holds direct talks with a group spokesman for Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta as part of efforts to dialogue with a goal of national peace.
Following a United Nations-sponsored review of presidential voter ballots cast on August 20th, second-term-seeking incumbent Afghan President Hamid Karzai officially agrees to a runoff election.
Dr. Jacqueline Meyer of Ashland of New York, USA and colleagues organize a Taste of Vegan to introduce people to delectable vegan cuisine.
North Korea openly indicates a wish for warmer ties with South Korea while looking towards the possibility of a summit between leaders of the two nations.
Ghana becomes the first African team to win the Under-20 World Cup at the Cairo International Stadium in Egypt.
To celebrate the nation's cultural heritage, the 17th annual traditional performing arts competition begins in Myanmar, also known as Burma.
Pintu the hyena, as a member of a species that is typically 100% carnivorous, embraced and thrived on a vegetarian diet while living with a vegetarian farmer in Gujarat, India.
The documentary Afghan Star, which depicts the journey of four entertainers seeking to enter a Pop Idol-style talent contest, has been selected by the UK as next year's Oscar submission for Best Foreign Language Film.
On World Hunger Day, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton states that food supplies are essential for global security, announcing that the U.S. will participate in a $20 billion U.S. dollar project to help eliminate hunger.
The Egyptian proposed pact for reconciliation within Palestine has gained the support of the Hamas Islamic movement, with now both Fatah and Hamas having pledged to unilaterally sign the draft.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.